It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kurt Jensen. He is the Health Equity Coordinator for the Southeastern Utah Health Department. We're going to talk about health equity and what it is. And it's important in our area because, you know, we have people from all walks of life in our area, all income levels, all cultures in our area. And it's important to let people know that there are resources out there that, you know, you're not alone. They can help you with different things and things like that. So we're going to bring Kurt in. We're going to talk about really what health equity is and get the ball rolling on this. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure. Good to be here.
So let's start with, what is health equity?
Health equity is basically giving everybody a fair and just opportunity to attain their highest level of health that they can. And this requires them to find resources in the community, and it requires the community to kind of overcome social injustices and other obstacles that are there in order for everybody to be able to attain health.
And one of the terms that you use when you're speaking of health equity is a health disparity. So give us an idea of what maybe some examples are of a health disparity might be.
A health disparity is a preventable difference in the burden of disease from one person to another. For example, if somebody lives in a house that is not very suitable for their living conditions, and there's no water, there's no heat, that kind of stuff, there is a difference in their health based on where they live. Or if they don't live next to a park, for example, or near somewhere they can exercise, that actually plays a huge part in whether they will or not get out and exercise.
And you had mentioned that, as an example of health disparity, when we were speaking to that, COVID was a great example in some areas of health disparity, and it really boiled down to, you know, certain subjects in certain areas not knowing that certain resources were available to them. And that's really a health disparity right there.
Yes. The lack of knowledge about resources in the community can be a great barrier to most, especially new people in the community or people that don't speak English or people that are immigrants. All of those are huge barriers to their health and their safety. And one thing that we need to help with, that we try to help with at the health department, we noticed during COVID that there was a bigger burden of death and disease with some outlier communities, such as the Hispanic population, the Native American population, the Pacific Islander population. Their deaths were way above what the other populations were experiencing. So we knew that we had to do something about it, and that's what we're trying to do now, is let everybody know that there are resources here in our community, and we are kind of an information hub. We can point people in the right direction to where they need to go to find these resources.
And that's what you were saying, is that, you know, people that have lived here for a while know, you know, this is where we go for this, this is where we go for this. But people that just move into the area, and you said some people that may move into the area don't know where to go for information on say WIC or SNAP benefits, or even to go look for where to go look for a job or employment. And that's kind of what you guys are trying to create down there at the health department, isn't it?
Yes. So we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're just trying to utilize everybody's resources that are already in our community, but we just are making people more aware of where to go for those resources.
All right. And another big thing that you wanted to touch base on with this is the decision-making process. And this includes everybody. It's not just, you know, people that need this resource or people that need that resource, but the people that are making these decisions as far as like local politicians and policymakers and leaderships and how they go about the decision-making process. And so let's talk about that for just a moment as well.
One aim of health equity is a concept called health in all policies. So policymakers need to invite those populations that these policies will influence to the table up front so that every population that will be affected by them can have a say in the direction of planning these policies. And we need to ask ourselves, who in our community is being overlooked? Who is it going to negatively affect? And those are the people that we need to invite to the table when we are making these decisions.
And really, then that covers everything, and bring them in before the process starts, not after the process is over, is basically where we're headed with this discussion.
Yes, that is vital, because if somebody makes a policy in our community that will affect one of these outlier populations, then they need to be there, because sometimes it has happened in the past where policies have been made that affect all populations, and it did not help, or it even hindered their progress.
And as you kind of said, we were talking about it, maybe they've done something that they feel is going to help, but it was something that they didn't really need because they need something else in the other interim that's more important.
Yes.
And before we get out of here, you have a diagram, and it makes total sense. This kind of puts everything into perspective as far as what the difference between health equality and health equity is.
Yes. So it's a graphic. It has two scenarios. There's a little girl in a wheelchair, a really tall guy, a regular mom, and a little kid, and they're all on the same bike. Except for the kid in the wheelchair, she can't get on a bike. But that would be equality. They have all the same bike, it's all the same size, everything. But it doesn't suit everyone individually. And I know that we can't always do that, but we need to think about these things as we go. We need to think about it. So the girl, in order to enjoy a bike ride, she would have to have a bike that would accommodate her pedaling with her hands. The gentleman that's really tall, he needs a bigger bike. The mother, her bike is the right size already, and the little kid needs a small bike. You know, it's going to be a different idea than equality. Equity means that everybody has the same ability to enjoy the same activity.
All right. Now, if anybody wants any more information about this, or is even interested in finding the avenues for certain services or anything like that, they can head on down there to the health department, correct? And you guys will help them out with this?
Yes, we act as a kind of like a roadmap to these resources. They can come down, they can call, they can visit our website under the resources tab at seuhealth.com, and we can help direct them to the resources we have. And if there's any questions whatsoever on specific resources that we don't have here, we may be able to connect those people to other resources that we know about.
All right. So once again, if you're interested in any of these resources, if you're new to the area and you're listening to this, check out the health department, go on their website, or go visit them, and they can help you find access to all of these information that is available as far as resources in our community. Kurt Jensen, Health Equity Coordinator for the Southeastern Utah Health Department, thank you so much for taking the time out and coming in and talking to us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.